regularly scheduled to be able to provide the events we're ready, and they cannot provide that. So for that reason, we are looking to build the MAC, and they will continue to work on their project, which will fill the needs of a variety of groups throughout the county. Any questions on that? It's been going on for a lot of years. They're both very viable projects. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hey, Sue, I'll just add one comment on the two ideas that may affect sequencing and timing in regard to your question, but a valid way to think about the MAC is it's a successful theater production company that's already operating that just needs a home. The other facility is a theater concept that's in the hunt for tenants and funding. And that doesn't mean that one is better than the other, but what we have with the MAC is an already successful theater production company that just needs a permanent home. And so I think that my perception is that probably gives us a little bit of an edge in pursuing potential donors. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about the clock tower and use of temp briefly. Next slide up. Michael mentioned that we're requesting the height exception so that we can do the clock tower. The primary purpose of this is just the beautification of the building itself. Next slide. This is a very poor man's rendition of the photo study, but we just tried to capture the essence of it that we completed just a couple of weeks ago. The study would indicate the current height restriction was not intended to preserve views of Temp. The most interesting property to me is the house that's on the current site. That house is about 15 feet tall with a 25-foot setback. It completely obscures the view of Temp from the south sidewalk. And so, given how passionate the discussion was last time about that, I think this is a really important point of clarity. So bottom line, virtually all of the buildings, including those with heights well below the allowed 35 feet, block the view of Temp when seen from the street or the south sidewalk. Next slide. These are the renditions that were requested. And you can see this one's directly from the north. Millstream properties and the MAC are drawn to scale here. And you can see specific to views of Temp. Temp's not affected here because it's not in the sight lines. Next slide. This is a view from the intersection to the northeast. And again, you can see that the MAC itself, obviously if you move a little bit, the views change, but this is just to give you a sense for what we're talking about. Okay, next slide. Just to hit the specifics, the tower height itself would be 68 feet, and Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, you had 70 feet with a 25.5-foot setback. We've got 68 feet with a 25.5-foot setback. Bottom line is 25.5-foot setback. At the end of the day, we will do what you require on the setback. We do think that a larger setback, which is possible within the footprint, might create a more beautiful ambiance in front of the theater. You can imagine a setback that's a little further back that allows for more landscaping and a front concourse area that would be very inviting and a place where people could gather and visit before or after productions. But at the end of the day, we're gonna do what you tell us to do. Next slide. Construction schedule, the preliminary critical path schedule's in your packet. There's not a tremendous amount to talk about here yet. I think to get the full edification you're looking for, that's going to come later when we have a full, robust, world-class construction plan with all the details, but our intent was to give you what we can at this point. Next slide. Barry, over to you.
All right, well, do we have support for this? What do people in Midway say? Obviously, is the Planning Commission, you represent us, and today you can just see from the blue hats, there's a lot of folks, I would say the majority in this room, that support this. There'll be others that maybe have some concerns, but there's a lot that support this. In addition to that, we have 537 residents who put their name down in a petition who favor the MAC. We have 14 years of events. Just last year in 2021, 10,000 people attended our activities. I think if you total up, it's not going to be 14 times that, but it's probably 70 to 80,000 over the last 14 years who have attended it. And it's not just Midway folks, Heber folks, there's people from Park City and Provo and all over, actually all over the country. I've been there when they've asked, well, who's traveled the farthest? You know, somebody raise their hand, I'm from New York, I'm from Washington, D.C. We have great attendance at these activities. We've got both the Zermatt and Homestead signing up to support what we're doing. The High Valley Arts, the resident theater of the MAC involves a lot of, you know, local people in these events. When you come to the MAC, when you come to our events, these are literally children from age 4 to 5 on up. I mean, we're doing Sounds of Music right now. When you see all the kids that are participating, it's great. Oh, by the way, probably half the kids that tried out got turned down because there just wasn't enough parts. And so is there a need for a facility like this that would allow more children to participate? Absolutely. And actually, those numbers will grow over time. And also, just a final point, we're going to have 90 days per year that will be available so we'll bless the whole community. So before I finish, I have a question for each of you. It's a Midway history trivia question. What happened on June 13th, 1941 in Midway? A very important event.
It was in the packet, wasn't it?
Nope.
Oh.
Any guesses? June 13th, 1941.
Did it have anything to do with the war?
This was before the war.
Before my birth.
Anybody in the audience? June 13th. What's that? They're right. Midway Town Center, right there behind you, was dedicated 81 years and one day ago. I bet there was a group similar to this sitting down deciding, should we do this? It's a quiet little Midway community. I bet the population wasn't even over 1,000. I bet they didn't have much money. I bet they were really worried. We're gonna build this building, it's probably one of the biggest in the entire valley. 81 years and one day later, look at all the use that building has had. We are proposing something similar. This is not about Stu and Sue. This is not about Jeff and Barry and the other supporters here. This is about what we can do for the future, for the legacy of Midway, to provide performing arts in a beautiful venue that people from all over the country will come to attend. What are our alternatives? We can either do this, or since it's a commercial property, we could have another 7-Eleven, we could have a Maverick, we could have a gas station. Those would provide nice services, but it doesn't provide anything close to what a theater would. And so we'd like to ask for your support. We've got a lot of public support. We'd like to ask for your support. I guess this is just the final, another slide just to show, look, we can have this or a commercial building. This will be used in the evening. That'll be used during the day. We know what this will be used for the next 81 years plus. That will change out multiple times till we have multiple owners. But anyway, we ask for your support. We think we've got a tremendous plan. There's things we need to work on. We ask for your support and help. But let's come together as a community to get 81 years of use out of the next iconic building in Midway. Thank you.
Barry, thank you to the Planning Commission. We know you have an important decision to make, and we're ready to take on any additional questions you might have, but we've concluded our presentation.
Thank you very much. Questions, thoughts, comments?
For the applicants or discussion?
Either way. If you have questions for the applicants, fire away.
I do have a question. Is there, other than the performing arts venues inside this building, are there other activities going on? In other words, is there like food available, a restaurant? What is there anything else in here?
Sue's gonna take that one. I don't talk about food.
gotta have refreshments, right?
All right, you're too thin.
There are three venues. There's the main theater that holds 450. There's the youth theater that holds 225 people. There will be a small recital hall, probably about this side, for people to do a piano recital. a small meeting, and those are the three venues. There will be only refreshments.
Okay.
So our thinking is it will be, and the community can rent it. We can have conventions, can rent it. Receptions, there will be a lovely area outside of the recital hall where receptions can be held.
Okay.
Other questions on that?
So I have a question for Michael. Was maybe this was discussed last time, I missed that, but is there a reason not C3?
So the application just listed C2. It's nothing from staff, it's just the way the application was submitted to the city. We probably the best person to ask would be Stu.
I'm Stuart Walter. I left my voice out there somewhere. At 817 Double Eagle Drive here in Midway. But what we tried to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to kind of do spot zoning. It is so unlikely that any other performing arts center, primarily for indoor performing arts,
yeah,
is going to come down the street in the C2 zone and do another art center like this. Really unlikely. We tried to do spot zoning so this would be kind of a one-off thing. Obviously, in theory, somebody else could come in under this change in the ordinance and propose another art center. But it would really be a foolish business venture. And so rather than doing spot zoning, we wanted to restrict it as much as possible so that it really targeted this location, this art center, this project, so you wouldn't have to worry too much about it. And that's why we tried to structure the language the way it was. Does that help?
Okay. Okay. From your perspective, that answers the question. Can you go to the zone map?
It'll take a second to get back there.
Back at the very beginning. Okay, so I asked that question more from a city perspective of what makes sense for Midway generally, because I don't see this as obviously the Midway Arts Center is the applicant that's kind of driving this, but really this is a question of whether or not a performing arts center should be in the city. That's fundamentally what this zone, what this change would do. And so my question why I asked the C3 is just thinking if we were to say that, I don't, you know, is there a reason C3 wouldn't be included where you could have a theater or not?
So probably two points with that. One is the resort zone does allow theater or performing arts center right now. So that in the town center, we don't have resort zone except for where Johnson Mill is, and that's a pretty small site.
Mm-hmm.
But resort zone, it is permitted use right now. As for including the C3 zone, in my mind, if we did allow it in the C2, we would probably want to allow it in the C3 also. And the reason is the C3 zone is really focused on uses more for creating kind of a town gathering area, for instance. So the C2 zone allows for automobile-oriented businesses, so car washes, gas stations, where the C3 doesn't allow those types of uses. Seems like that zone, it would probably be best zone for this type of use, being a gathering point of town around the town square.
Okay, thanks for that information. I do feel like, I mean, C3 in large part it kind of goes into the C2 as far as what you perceive, you know, down Main Street. It's all part of the same area. So I kind of question why it's not part of that.
We certainly don't have any objections.
I mean, you wouldn't have any objections, obviously, to that. But then just a couple other comments to just about the project as a whole. Like, again, the fundamental question is whether or not this is a good use in the city or a good, you know, thing. I think it is. Also, the studies that they provided, all the views and everything else, all that is essentially to what we're doing tonight is a feasibility study of whether a theater can be here. We can't base our decision based off what Midway Arts Center necessarily is proposing, because this could be anyone else coming in to do this.